Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago is known for a couple of things. Its weather, being a great sports town, one of the best summer cities in the world, and for its food. Whether it be beefs, dogs, or pizza, everyone has their favorite spot. Al's or Johnny's Beef, Superdog or the Wiener Circle, or maybe it's Pequod's over Giordano's. Let's figure this thing out. Okay. It's time for
Food Fight!
Here's John Landecker and Dan Levy.
Why, thank you so much, Mr. Announcer. Here we are once again in the friendly confines of WGN. And it's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I am John, and he be Dan. Hi, Dan.
Let's get it on, sir. Oh,
he sounds so, he anticipates a clash. Can you feel it? I feel a vibe. Not quite sure where it comes from.
I feel a verbal joust of delicious proportions.
Indeed, my friend. Indeed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So tonight it's pierogies after all that big buildup. Tonight it's pierogies versus pot stickers. And you're pierogi and I'm pot sticker.
Pot sticker.
Which, unfortunately, you know, I found out today. I mean, I knew this before. I don't even know why I'm going there. You know what doesn't have any pot in it? Anyway.
And funny enough, doesn't even have a sticker in it either.
I know. Where'd they get that name?
I was going to say, well, they are really misleading with that title.
Indeed it is. You know, and all the stuff I read about it, there was never any explanation. For pot stickers, anyway.
Yeah, the origins of Coca-Cola are spot on.
Well, you should hear, I mean, the pierogi, they dive deep.
Go on.
No, I'm gonna. The origin of the pierogi is often under debate. The exact origin of the dish is unknown and unverifiable. Likely originated.
Really? I did see it was like a 13th century thing.
Well, that's
definitely Polish.
Well, no, wait a minute. Likely originated in China.
The pierogi?
Yes, and became widespread in Europe during the Middle Ages. Some claim pierogies were spread by Marco Polo's expeditions.
How is Marco Polo finding pierogies when he's too busy trying to find someone in a pool? I don't understand that at all.
Well, I'm just telling you, both of these...
I'm just glad somebody laughed at that joke.
Both of these, the pierogi and the pot sticker, both seem to have Asian backgrounds, and they are very similar.
I was going to say,
almost exactly the same thing. If you take away the Polish label or any kind of label whatsoever, you know, they're basically dumplings wrapped in something stuffed with something else.
Right. But the thing I like, I mean, pot stickers, don't get me wrong, I love pot stickers. It's probably the first thing that comes. Whenever I go to the Chinese places that I frequent often and they know me by a look, they will always go, one order of pot sticker coming up. Without me even asking for a table, they just say one order of pot sticker. But usually it's only one, it's like a one note, dumpling, meat, and that's about it. But pierogies, there's like 30,000 different things that thing is stuffed with. You can do the beef, you can do the pork, you can do sauerkraut, cheese, potato, a mixture of all that. There's even dessert pierogies, a blueberry, a strawberry,
really?
Cherry.
Yeah,
you can serve that with yogurt. It's delicious.
I'll granola.
I've had them before. They are amazing. So for me, I'm a pierogi guy.
Pot stickers originated in China 1,800 years ago during the Han Dynasty. According to a legend, a chef was cooking dumplings in a pot, and some of the dumplings stuck to the bottom of the pot. Rather than throw them away, the chef added water and continued cooking. The result, as we all know, became the pot sticker.
Interesting.
Pork pot stickers, vegetable pot stickers, soup pot stickers, pan-fried pot stickers. A wide variety of pot sticking. I don't know, but I believe you're right, though. I think pierogies have more of a wide use
variety.
You know, they could be an appetizer, a main dish, or a dessert. You know what I mean? They
but I will say you can get like pot stickers, also like a spring roll that they have in like different places. Sometimes they have the little guys. Yeah, but sometimes you can go to those certain restaurants that I go to out here on the Southwest Burbs, where pierogies are like the size of like little like couch pillows. They're humongous. And like you bite into those things and it's like a rush of like delicious juices.
I'll bet.
It's my favorite. Like when I bite into one of those, I'm like, that's, I can have three portions of that and that's my meal.
Well, yeah. And why not? I mean, it has, Poland has attached itself, or I don't know, maybe that's not the right word. Today it's sort of synonymous with Poland. And one of the reasons is because, the English word pierogi comes from a Polish word that I can't pronounce, which is P-I-E-R-O-G-I.
Huh, pierogi?
Something
that's
like that.
That's how I know my wife's family. They say pierogi.
A generic term for one filled dumpling. Oh, my God, it goes, I can't even get it. It derives from old Slavic terms, whatever that means.
Interesting.
West and East Slavic languages. Anyway, it has a wide background. And since they took an English word and or took the Polish word and then adapted it to the English language, I guess that's where we get pierogi. Hmm.
That's interesting.
Pot sticker, on the other hand.
What I also know from pierogies is that when the aliens came in from Men in Black, the two main guys, when they sat down to have a meal together, before they get killed by the cockroach guy, they go, pierogi. And they said it in such a cool, different way. And then when the guy gets killed, his face goes straight into the pierogies. I'm like, now I'm hungry for pierogies. That looks
indeed
good. That looks good.
You aliens, get out of here.
Stop taking our food.
That's indeed. Do you have a reservation? No. Beat it. Okay. More of this scintillating discussion comes up next on 720 WGN.
Food fight!
Let's get you back to food fight. Here's John and Dan.
19 minutes after 8 o'clock here at 720 WGN. John Landecker, Dan Levy. Tonight, the food fight is between pot stickers and pierogies. And for those of you who follow our flexible format, you know that this portion of the food fight is usually devoted to some musical interludes that concern the food we are fighting about. And tonight would be absolutely not an exception for here...
The buildup of the music interlude gets longer and better every time.
Why, thank you, sir. Never guessed the title of that tune.
Pot stickers.
Now, here's an interesting development in our musical interlude. The next tune I'm about to play is from a radio station, WJW, in Cleveland, Ohio, from 1978, on the pierogi record label. So I'm guessing that this was some sort
of... Now that is a label I need to get signed by. There is a record label called pierogi?
I don't know if it's still around. Well,
do they sign karaoke singers? This is magical.
In 1978 in Cleveland, I guess there was. Maybe they just did it for this. Anyway, thank you, WJW Radio 1978.
Thank you, Pierogi Records, for even existing.
The Pierogi Record label.
So good. Who's their first artist? Sauerkraut.
You know, one of the things about that other pot sticker song was that the guy reaches into the refrigerator, right? To take him out. Like he's going to make him himself, right? Yeah.
By the way, I've never made a pot sticker before, but a buddy of mine for Christmas, their family will do a pierogi night where they make them from scratch.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is like an 8-hour process, and I come into the very end and just help put butter on because I want no part of that dough.
We did the same thing for a while with raviolis. Night before Christmas Eve, make the raviolis. Christmas Eve, eat all the raviolis.
Yeah.
We usually make like 90 of them.
Pinching and all the pinching, and you got to make sure just enough filling.
It's so good.
I got carpal tunnel syndrome from pinching those pierogies.
2 inches by 2-inch raviolis. So good.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden they're like, "What happened to the first batch?" And my mouth looks like a squirrel. Like, I don't know. Yeah. What happened to the first batch?
Yeah, I don't know. Who came in?
I'm
and took
storing
it?
Them in my cheeks for when winter comes. Hey,
and I smell like beef and onion. That's so weird.
So, by the way, what's the final tally on tonight's food fight?
The final Brandon. Tally was an absolute blowout. Pierogi stomping the competition with 82% of the vote.
Well, I'm not surprised at all.
Not even a little bit. I do love a good pot sticker, but nothing beats still. A potato and cheese pierogi.
Yep. Doesn't surprise me, but I had no qualms about siding with the loser.
I was going to say, we started this entire segment a year ago by like going at it with each other, and now I feel like every time you and I do this and I pick a side, you pick a side, I get hungry for the one you just argued about.
Well, that's the way it is with food.
It Come is. On. It's like, you know what? There's he made some good do points, about it. And that song is catchy because there's a record label called Pierogi. I'm in.
Yeah, I guess there is. I think, you know, it's a radio station promo, I got a feeling. But I don't know for sure. I'll have to check it out.
Yes.
Or not.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of food and food fights, what dost thou want to do next week? He said.
Well, Brandon and I were chatting about a couple, so let me throw a couple your way.
Throw my way.
Because we're still in this whole summer kind of deal.
Yes,
potato salad versus macaroni salad or pasta salad. Whichever you want to do. Macaroni and pasta is kind of a similar take. A
similar thing.
Stromboli versus calzone.
Both good options.
You go frosted donuts versus jelly-filled donuts.
Oh, man.
Tough call.
Or summertime, Chicago. Look where my brain is. Chocolate-covered bananas versus chocolate-covered strawberries.
We see... That's going to be really hard to argue about.
Yeah, the chocolate bananas and strawberries. Are
I mean,
tough.
Chocolate bananas and strawberries. Like, well, I don't know. I could
I'll
go
take
either
them both.
I could, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and in fact, a lot of those things. Can I have a jelly donut that has frosting on it? What is this? This is America.
I honestly think the most divisive one would be the Stromboli versus the calzone.
Okay.
They're both Italian meat. Turnovers,
well, then
I
what's
guess,
the what difference then?
I think it's what's inside. I haven't had a Stromboli in.
The Stromboli is kind of like a log, and the calzone is like that half moon kind of guy.
Well, now I know. Yeah.
Let's see. The Stromboli is generally just longer, but you can. I think you put a little bit more stuff in a Stromboli versus a calzone.
Can I chuck one in there?
Sure.
Please.
What about cuts of meat? Steak, good. Like strip steak or ribeye strip steak or filet, something like that.
Mm. That does sound good. That does sound good.
Excited.
No.
I'm just hungry now, Steve.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what would be a battle. Which one would be opposite?
A medium strip steak with Parmesan crust. Either a baked potato or French fries. Caesar salad first.
He's got the whole meal planned.
I was going to say, that's not a bad way to roll.
I have a salad for dinner.
Honestly.
I need more.
What's your favorite five-course meal?
Yeah. All five would be steak.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you. Come on now. Oh, wait a minute. How about something like two ways to do eggs?
Yeah.
Like scrambled versus
hard or soft.
I
don't understand how people can eat that runny stuff. I
love a good old
I love a runny, especially on a cheeseburger. God.
Or like an egg sandwich. You press down and all the yolk flies out.
How about egg salad versus chicken salad?
Oh, okay. I'll do that. Which one do you guys want?
I'll take the chicken.
I'm egg. All right, then. So, Dan, egg salad and chicken salad.
Love it.
Yeah. But when when you said potato salad, I'm like, Well, anyway.
I'm in.
Say, you've got a podcast. Come on, man.
I do have a podcast. It is called Barguments. It is wherever you get your podcast, you will find Barguments the podcast. This week, it's a family occasion. It's my wife, myself, and my son. He jumped on at the end for a little bit, but we did have an argument of who is the best TV show side character. Who's a good side character on your favorite TV
shows?
That's
a good one.
That's a good one.
I went with I do. Of course, I always have Kramer. He's in there. I got Leon.
Leon
from Curb Your Enthusiasm was right there with me, too.
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
There was Urkel.
I'm going to have to think about that.
I did Urkel. I did, let's see. Well, there was a rerun from What's Happening.
Well, you've got them all down here.
And I got Monroe from Too Close for Comfort, which is a show from back in the day. But Monroe made that show.
As a nice transition, this was what I'm going to do next anyway. Richard Roper had a column today where he picked his top 10 favorite TV shows that were done in Chicago.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Perfect Strangers will always be my favorite.
Yeah, well, there's a whole bunch he mentions in there, and I'll just say this. One of them from years ago, my daughter Amy had a guest starring role in, and I have saved the clip, and she's going to hate me for playing it, but that's just the way it goes, kid. That's just the way it goes. All right, Dan, I'll talk to you next week.
Later, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'll talk to you next week.
Yep.